that it worked that way. You never would listen.
Pepin and 107.3 FM. Translator W297CH Durand.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Two people remain in critical condition after Sunday's firebomb attack in Boulder, Colorado. The suspect, 45-year-old man named Mohammed Solomon, now facing multiple charges, including several of attempted murder.
Authorities say the suspect confessed, saying he had been planning this for a year, waiting until after his daughter graduated high school to conduct the attack. Authorities saying the suspect allegedly learned how to make them on YouTube, also finding a backpack weed sprayer filled with gasoline. Officials say he specifically targeted the Zionist group that had gathered in Boulder after learning about the group from an online search.
ABC's Mola Lange in Boulder. For the third time in 3 days, Palestinian health officials and witnesses say Israeli forces fired on people as they headed to an aid distribution site in Gaza. 27 were killed in the most recent attack. South Koreans voting in a snap election triggered by the ouster of Yoon Suk-yeol, a conservative who faces a trial on rebellion after imposing martial law last year. This is ABC News.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. Loans are subject to lender approval. See website for details.
Honey, the credit card bill came, and we're maxed out.
Maxed out cards, rent is due. We just need some extra cash to help us get by.
Maybe we should go to 27cash.com.
With our bad credit?
27cash.com is one of the largest personal loan networks. They can help people with any type of credit get up to $5,000, and cash can hit our bank account as soon as tomorrow.
When you need extra cash, go to 27cash.com. That's 27cash.com. 27cash.com.
Millions of Americans take medicine like Ozempic and Zepbound. Many of them are overpaying by thousands of dollars a year. These GLP-1 medications for diabetes, weight loss, and more may not always be covered by your insurance, but GoodRx can help. GoodRx helps you save every month on prescriptions at over 70,000 pharmacies nationwide. Best of all, it's free to use. Check GoodRx to save on GLP-1s. Just go to GoodRx.com/GLP. That's GoodRx.com/GLP. GoodRx is not insurance, but can be used instead of insurance, including Medicare and other federal and state-funded programs.
Shawls Gas, downtown Durand, is your authorized Whirlpool dealer. Reputation, quality, pricing, and personal service are what Shawls customers have come to know and trust. Shawls offers a full line of Whirlpool appliances, including dishwashers, microwaves, refrigerators, freezers, washers, and dryers, with installation and service. Clean, cost-effective propane offered by Shawls is the answer for your home energy needs. Visit Shawls Gas for all of your propane and Whirlpool appliance needs. Shawls Gas, downtown Durand.
Good morning, I'm Brian Winnekins with this market recap on the WRDN Morning Farm Report. At the Mercantile Exchange Monday, milk markets mostly higher, June down 7 to 1910, July up 12 to 1966, August up 7 to 1959, September up 9 at 1952. Cheese markets, barrels steady at 187, 40-pound blocks up 3/4 to 195.5, 4 trade a block on the day, cash butter up 3.5 to 251, 26 trades on the day, grade A non-fat dry milk steady at 128 3/4, 1 trade, dry whey down 3/4 to 56.5, 7 trades on the day. Live and feeder cattle markets moving mostly higher on the day, fueled by the strong fundamental footing that the market possesses after the big jump in the cash markets, anywhere from $2 to $8 last week. Now, the trade's still watching that beef demand as it continues to be high. Hog markets mostly higher, with the exception of the nearby month, just a tick lower due to some lower pork cutout values, but the rest of the contracts higher due to the strong pork demand from last week, which is potentially continuing this week. June live cattle up $1.07 to $216.55. August feeder cattle up $2.92 to $301.75. June hogs down 47 cents to 100.85. Chicago Board of Trade, corn and beans mostly lower. Positive weather for the corn and soybean crops pressuring markets, along with increasing concerns that the U.S. and China are not making progress in trade talks. Wheat markets, though, were mostly higher. Commodity funds covering some of their massive short positions. The escalating fighting between Russia and Ukraine is providing support, along with dry conditions in the Canadian prairie and weather that is too wet in some U.S. winter wheat areas. New crop corn down 2 3/4 to 435 3/4. New crop beans down 9 3/4 to 1017. July wheat up 5 to 539. That's national markets. Local markets are next. You're listening to the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
June is Dairy Month. Did you know the first dairy cow in America arrived in the Jamestown colony in 1611? Until the 1850s, nearly every family had its own cow. Now, while you could walk the family cow upstairs, you couldn't get it back down to the pasture because a cow's knees are unable to bend properly to walk downstairs. This June Dairy Month message brought to you by 24/7 and West Wisconsin Telecom, building fiber optic smart communities from the ground up. Visit WWT.net for more information.
Together, we're living in a smart rural community. A smart rural community is connected by a fiber optic broadband network for economic development, education, healthcare, government services, security, and more. 24/7 in West Wisconsin Telecom is a small local company with a big vision to develop and maintain a fiber optic broadband network that connects smart rural communities from the ground up. To learn more about smart rural communities, visit 24/7 in West Wisconsin Telecom online at WWT.net.
Local markets from Monday at Elsivia Durand, cash corn 391, July 393, new crop at 376. Cash beans 954, July 959, new crop 927. Big River Resources, Boyceville, cash corn and July corn both at 4 1/4, August 4 3/4, new crop 385 3/4. Pilgrim's Pride Arcadia, cash corn 410, August 406, and new crop 387. Synergy Co-op Elk Mound, cash corn 388, new crop 385, cash beans 963, new crop 942. Allied Cooperative Blair, cash corn 394, new crop 386, cash beans 948, new crop 932. Red Wing Grains, cash corn 412, July 414, and new crop at 396. Cash beans at 996, July 999, new crop $9.59. Meyer Brothers Grain Elk Mound, cash corn $3.86, July $3.86, new crop $3.81. Cash beans $9.64, July $9.67, new crop $9.45. Cattle markets from Equity, beef fed cattle 211 to 233, Holstein fed cattle 184 to 207, market cows 117 to 146, bulls 150 to 220, calves 500 to 1540, beef steers 267 to 760, Holstein steers 220 to 590. Sheep markets, market lambs and light lambs 290 and down, ewes 125 and down, rams 145 and down, goat markets, does 315 and down, bucks 355 and down. That is a check of markets. You're listening to WRDN.
If you need to hire, you know it takes time. Well, what if you could meet with qualified candidates the very next day? Now you can with Zip Intro from ZipRecruiter. You simply pick a time and it does all the work of finding and scheduling qualified candidates for you. Then you choose who you want to talk to and meet with great people on back-to-back video calls as soon as the next day.
Try Zip Intro for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. Zip Intro. Post jobs today. Talk to qualified candidates tomorrow.
The power of Dell AI with Intel Inside is transforming the world of pro sports. Teams can see curveballs coming with predictive analytics. Coaches can use AI insights to help players improve their shots in real time. And fans can get more out of every winning moment with AI-enhanced replays.
Unbelievable! What a play!
See how Dell Technologies with Intel Inside can power your wins at Dell.com/win.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
Showers and thunderstorms likely today with some heavy rain possible, a half inch to an inch or more in some spots. Our high right around 65 to 68 this afternoon. Tonight down to 51, tomorrow mostly sunny with a high of 75. Are you looking for a great place to live, stay, shop, and play? It's easy to get to Worthington, Minnesota. You should check out Worthington. Definitely worth a look. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 71.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
Skipping rope, laughing at all my best friend's jokes. Things I loved when I was a kid. Muddy roads, muddy feet. I didn't live on no blacktop street. Things have changed a lot, but I never did. And I don't wanna think about tomorrow. I don't need anything money can buy. I don't have to beg, steal, or borrow. I just want to live until I die. Living right, living in this little old town I grew up in. I still held on to my dreams. Standing proud, standing tall, standing smack dab in the middle of it all. I don't worry about things that I can't change. And I don't want to think about tomorrow. I don't need anything money can buy. I don't have to beg, steal, or borrow. I just want to live until I die. And everything around me are things I dearly love. And every night I get on my knees and thank the Lord above that I don't have to think about tomorrow. Until I die.
probably slow dancing with a bleach blonde tramp, and she's probably getting thirsty. Right now, he's probably buying her some fruity little drink, cause she can't shoot whiskey. Right now, he's probably up behind her with a blue stick, showing her how to shoot a combo. Some white trash version of Shania karaoke. Right now, she's probably saying I'm drunk, and he's thinking that he's gonna get lucky. Right now.
Listening for the WRDN Outdoor Report, Monday through Friday at 8:20 and 4:20. Brought to you by Ryan's Sports Shop, downtown Durand.
I left out of Tucson with no destination in mind. Running from trouble and the jail term the judge had in mind. And the border meant freedom, a new life, romance. That's why I thought I should go and start my life over on the seashores of old Mexico. First night in Juarez, I lost all the money I had. One bad señorita made use of one innocent lad. But I must keep on running, it's too late to turn back. I'm wanted in Tucson, I'm told. Yeah, and things will blow over on the seashores of old Mexico. Two Mexican farmers en route to a town I can't say. Let me ride on the back of a flatbed half loaded with hay. Down through Durango, Lima, Palmyra, then in slept in the sunshine on the seashores of old Mexico. After one long siesta, I came wide awake in the night. I was startled by someone who shadowed the pale moonlight. My newfound companion, one young señorita, who offered a broken hello. To the gringo she found on the seashores of old Mexico. She spoke of Sonora and swore that she'd never return. Her Mexican husband, she really had no great concern. Cause she loved a gringo, my red hair and lingo. That's all I needed to know. Yeah, I found what I needed on the seashores of old Mexico. Yes, yeah, she loved the gringo, my red hair and lingo. That's all I needed to know. Hey, I found what I needed on the seashores of old Mexico.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. George Strait and Seashores of Old Mexico here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report on this Tuesday morning. Good morning, I'm Brian Winnikins. We do have areas of showers and even some storms as well across the region. That is going to continue today, and it's going to be much cooler. And we'll have our details with our ag weather forecast here coming up next hour. Also next hour, Jonathan Gibbs joins us from the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board. A recent study between the Soybean Marketing Board and the U.S. Meat Export Federation has some good news, not only for pork producers, but also soybean growers as well. We'll have more on that with Jonathan next hour in our Newsmaker segment. Coming up, we have today's Agriculture America next here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
The Wisconsin Corn Growers Association has long worked tirelessly in the interest of today's corn industry. Because you're busy farming and raising a family, so we're at the table when you can't be. But like you, we can't do it alone. Our strength is in our members. Our strength is in you. Join us as we continue advocating for the American corn farmer. Visit WICorn.org and become a member today.
Life is better with American Family Insurance because our agents provide specialized local expertise to help you get the right coverage at the right price. We understand that dairy farming is at the heart of what you do, and we want to help protect what you've worked so hard for. Let's build the policy your dairy farm deserves.
Contact Paul Slusher, your American Family Insurance agent serving Durand and Chippewa Falls.
American Family Mutual Insurance Company, SI, and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
It's time for Agriculture America. I'm farm broadcaster Brian Winnikins with news and issues from rural America. Virtual fencing technology is improving. We'll explain coming up.
Hey, gut yield? The Wisconsin Soybean Association is excited to announce the 2025 Wisconsin Soybean Yield Contest. Highlighting the innovative production practices of Wisconsin soybean growers, the Yield Contest celebrates soybean growers across the state and their dedication to improving their operations. Two winners will be selected from four geographical divisions, with additional awards available. Entry forms must be postmarked by August 31st, so don't wait. For more information, visit WISoybean.org.
Imagine fencing cattle into a certain location without using any kind of physical fencing. Virtual fencing is a technology that's coming along. Dr. Ryan Reuter, a professor of animal and food science at Oklahoma State University, talks about the technology.
And essentially it works to digitally contain your cattle where you want them rather than physically containing them with a physical fence. So it works pretty similar to how a virtual fence works containing pets, containing their dog in the yard. With a lot of those systems, you bury a wire around the perimeter and the collar interacts with the radio signals from that wire. And that's not the way that virtual fence works for cattle production. It's based all on GPS. So we put a collar on the cows or sheep or goats, and that collar has a GPS chip in it, and so it communicates with the satellites, knows where it is. With software, you draw on the computer on a map where you want the animals to stay, and that collar works to contain the animals in the area that you've defined on the map solely based on GPS. So you don't need any wire, any physical infrastructure in the pasture at all. So it's pretty interesting new technology.
Pet owners have to train their animals on virtual fencing, and farmers will have to do the same thing with their animals.
It is pretty effective once you get animals trained. There are a few animals that we found that always want to challenge the fence. So you can imagine how there's always those animals in a group. Sometimes we need to cull an animal or two that won't train to our fence. But most animals do pretty well adapting to it and being compliant with the fence.
Using virtual fencing can require adopting a new mindset.
There's a little bit of a difference in mindset to think about when you're using virtual fence. With a physical fence, it's kind of a hard black and white line, and animals are either in the pasture or they've broken through and are out of the pasture. With virtual fence, we don't recommend it for perimeter fence yet. We're only really recommending it for interior pasture divisions and grazing management, those things like that. And you have to be willing to tolerate that it's shades of gray. And so some animals are going to be over the boundary slightly some of the time.
What are the benefits of virtual fencing?
One of the big benefits is in areas where you need to build, you're going to need to replace or build physical fence, depending on the geography and the topography, the terrain that you're having to build that fence in, the physical fence just has gotten really, really expensive in terms of materials and labor to put in pasture division fences. And in some cases, virtual fence is cheaper than putting in physical fence in those really challenging terrains.
Dr. Ryan Reuter with Oklahoma State University. That is today's Agriculture America. I'm farm broadcaster Brian Winnekins.
If Ernest Hemingway was alive today, would he say this to you?
Shakespeare, Mark Twain, Edgar Allan Poe, all great writers. And after reading your book, I simply must add you to the list.
Wait, you don't have a book yet. So make a free call to Page Publishing. Turn your book idea into publishing gold.
800-215-6818. 800-215-6818. That's 800-215-6818.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-296-1251. 800-296-1251. That's 800-296-1251.
Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and e-auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
If Ernest Hemingway was alive today, would he say this to you?
Shakespeare, Mark Twain, Edgar Allan Poe, all great writers. And after reading your book, I simply must add you to the list.
Wait, you don't have a book yet. So make a free call to Page Publishing. Turn your book idea into publishing gold.
800-215-6818. 800-215-6818. That's 800-215-6818.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
Showers and thunderstorms likely today with some heavy rain possible, a half inch to an inch or more in some spots. Our high right around 65 to 68 this afternoon. Tonight down to 51, tomorrow mostly sunny with a high of 75. Are you looking for a great place to live, stay, shop, and play? It's easy to get to Worthington, Minnesota. You should check out Worthington. Definitely worth a look. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 71.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
Caramel.
time. Checking my watch, doing the math in my head, counting backwards to when you said goodbye. Will those runway lights get bright?
Sun comes up, ain't giving in a pickup truck. We ain't going down till the sun comes up. Saturday, her folks don't know he's on his way. The stalls are clean, the horse is fed. They say she's grounded till she's dead. Well, here he comes around the bend, slowing down, she's jumping in. Hey, mom, your daughter's gone and they're gonna get hey. Ain't going down till the sun comes up.
Sports is Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN.
Bible by the bed, double barrel by the door, chickens on the rooftop, hickory on the floor. Fresh patch of beans, or I can run my bird dogs, cut the grass with my shirt off, swimming in old pair of jeans. Baby, I wanna live in a country house, in a country house with you. My shirt off, swimming in old pair of jeans. Baby, I wanna live in a country house, in a country house with you.
Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. Garth Brooks ain't going down until the sun comes up here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report. I'm Brian Winnikins. Temperatures in the low to mid 60s across the region. We do have areas of showers and even some thunderstorms too. The rain's going to continue today, and we have our ag weather forecast here coming up next hour. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is looking for landowners to host hunters with disabilities for the gun deer hunt for hunters with disabilities. Now, that hunt will take place October 4th through the 12th. If you'd like to be a part of this, landowners must have at least 60 acres available, be able to host at least three hunters, and complete an online application. Need to do that by July 1st. The DNR is asking interested landowners to fill in all of the property information fields on the application. For more information, just visit the Wisconsin DNR website. Coming up, we have today's Farm Progress America here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
This is Farm Progress America. I'm Mike Pearson with news and commentary from America's most essential industry, agriculture. Today's Farm Progress America is brought to you by John Deere, proud partner of the FP Next podcast. The fallout continues for Brazilian poultry farmers after discovering that country's first case of highly pathogenic avian influenza in a commercial farm 15 days ago. So far, 37 countries from around the world have banned the import of poultry from Brazil, and it's a list that continues to grow. I'll have more when we come back.
Plant your way to higher yield potential by investing in a precision upgrade from John Deere. Improve emergence with Exact Emerge row units and our patented brush belt technology. Easy adjust row cleaners and individual row hydraulic downforce will help you improve seed placement. Interested in better seed placement and higher yield potential with your current planter? Ask your John Deere dealer about precision upgrades.
I'm Kurt Arns, one of your co-hosts for FP Next. In this podcast, we dive into all aspects of the agriculture industry, from the field to the feedlot and pasture to policy. We aim to answer the burning question, what's next in ag? Join us every other Tuesday for quality reporting farmers can trust on the FP Next podcast, powered by John Deere. Find us anywhere you listen to podcasts or on farmprogress.com.
Since 2004, Brazil has been the world's largest poultry exporter. Last year, the nation shipped nearly 5 million metric tons of chicken meat around the world. That accounted for almost 35% of the global poultry trade, with China, Japan, the UAE, and Saudi Arabia ranking among Brazil's top customers. Until recently, Brazil had avoided major outbreaks of highly pathogenic avian influenza in commercial facilities, and that had allowed them to maintain a strong export reputation and keep their biosecurity intact. But that changed just over 2 weeks ago, when Brazil confirmed the first case of H5N1 on a commercial broiler farm in the southern state of Santa Catarina. Since then, more than three dozen countries have implemented temporary or full bans on Brazilian poultry. These include key buyers like Japan and South Korea, two of the largest markets for high-value cuts. Brazil's biggest chicken import partner, China, initially responded to the outbreak with a targeted ban on poultry only from the affected region. But last week, ag officials in Beijing announced the ban would expand to cover all poultry from all of Brazil. The timing couldn't be worse. Brazilian poultry exports had been climbing steadily over the past 3 years, boosted by robust demand and disease outbreaks in other poultry-producing countries. In 2023 alone, Brazil shipped 12% more poultry than the year before, and it was on track for another record-setting year this year before the virus hit. While Brazilian officials are working to contain the outbreak and reassure trading partners, the damage is already being felt. Trade analysts estimate the country could lose up to $2 billion in poultry export revenue this year if the bans remain in place through the summer. That shift could create short-term opportunities for other global suppliers, including the United States. U.S. poultry processors, particularly those approved to export to Asia and the Middle East, may benefit from redirecting chilled and frozen product to fill temporary gaps in supply. I'll have more when we come back.
Getting the kids to practice on time. Remembering if it's your day to bring snacks. Making it to the game with a clean jersey. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with Auto Owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. Auto Owners works with independent agents who answer when you call, so you can worry about more important things, like whether your kid is going to run toward first or third base. That's simple human sense.
Your Auto Owner's agent serving the Durand area is Jerry Thompson Insurance, a division of ANSAY & Associates.
Not everyone can fix their own car. Or a leaky pipe. So what do? Call an expert. And if daily finances for you or a family member have become too much of a burden, call Rhonda at Numbers R Us. Whether it's an older loved one, member of the military, or just someone who's too busy or constantly on the road, daily money management from Numbers R Us takes care of all the bills, deposits, and payments, and avoids fees, family conflict, and fraud. Contact Rhonda at NumbersRUs.com.
And just a reminder before we go today, folks, if you will be at the World Pork Expo in Des Moines, Iowa tomorrow morning, we'd love to see you at the Professional Ag Marketing Tent from 9 to 11 in the morning, where we'll be taping This Week in Agribusiness. If you're around, be sure to come by and say hello. That's Farm Progress America, brought to you today by John Deere, proud partner of the FP Next podcast. I'm Mike Pearson. Thanks for listening.
David was in big trouble with the IRS.
At first, I didn't owe that much, but after this year, it was out of control.
Then David called Get a Tax Lawyer.
Right away, they were like, oh yeah, looks like you're qualified to save.
Get a Tax Lawyer went to work.
Should have called way sooner.
Get a Tax Lawyer has helped thousands like David fight the IRS and get a fresh start.
Call 800-745-3070. That's 800-745-3070.
Real Country.
Real Country.
1430 AM, 107.3 FM.
When she was 20, she thought she was ready. Now she's not so sure. She thought she'd done some living. Now she's just wondering what she's living for. Now she's feeling that there's something more.
Every single word you said, then you showed me that you didn't mean it.
There was something all around us like I never felt before. Yes, I should have seen the warning. I was busy coming back for more.
With news of agriculture, I'm Brian Winnekins. There were 3.3 days suitable for field work for the week ending June 1st, according to USDA's crop condition report. Corn was 83% planted in Wisconsin, with 72% emerged and 70% good to excellent. Soybeans planted was at 81% complete. 59% of the soybeans emerged and 80% were good to excellent. Pasture condition was rated at 72% good to excellent. And topsoil moisture was rated at 79% adequate. A new sign of deteriorating relations between the U.S. and China happened Monday as China is accusing the U.S. of violating the trade truces that the country signed last month. Axios says that China promised to take, quote, resolute and forceful, unquote, steps. The agreement signed in Switzerland led to a deal to lower tariffs on each other for 90 days while they negotiated on trade. Late last week, U.S. President Donald Trump accused Beijing of violating the agreement one day after Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent described negotiations as, quote, a bit stalled, unquote. A spokesperson from the Chinese Commerce Ministry said Beijing rejects the unjustified accusations. While President Trump didn't go into details, administration officials have pointed to delays in sending critical materials to the U.S., which are needed by several U.S. industries, including agriculture. U.S. National Economic Council Director Kevin Hassett said President Trump and Xi Jinping will talk on the phone later this week. USDA's April prices received index fell 3.6% from March, but was higher by 12% year over year. The livestock production index fell 8% in April compared to the prior month, but was still 18% above last year. The crop production index rose 4.9% from March, but was down 1.1% from last year. Agriculture producers saw lower prices received for eggs, milk, lettuce, and hogs. USDA said they received higher prices for cattle, broilers, strawberries, and calves. In April, there was a decreased marketing of corn, cattle, soybeans, and hay, an increased monthly movement for strawberries, milk, broilers, and market eggs, the report said. The April prices paid index rose 0.5% month to month, and 5.8% from April of 2024. Higher prices were paid during the month for feeder cattle, milk, cows, nitrogen, and hay. Lower prices were paid for feeder pigs, wages, and complete feeds. The U.S. has churned out record levels of ethanol since late 2024, largely due to a rise in exports and steady domestic demand. But Reuters says output has dropped from record levels over the last 2 weeks, which coincides with the buildup of the summer driving season. The U.S. does have large stockpiles of ethanol that can offset some of the lower production levels in the short term, but exports and domestic travel trends will have to be watched in the coming weeks and months when fuel demand typically hits its highest point of the year. Agriculture Secretary Brooke Rollins says her agency will deploy resources to assist the wildfire response in Saskatchewan, Manitoba, Ontario, and Alberta, Canada. The Canadian Interagency Forest Fire Center raised the wildfire preparedness level to 5 in late May as the country is experiencing very high to extreme wildfire activity. USDA deployed an air tanker to Alberta, and the U.S. is mobilizing over 150 firefighters and support personnel to assist Canada with its wildfire response. The U.S. is also mobilizing other equipment like sprinkler kits, pumps, and hoses. We are here to help our neighbors during their time of need, and our Forest Service wildland firefighters are the best in the business, Rollins said. I'm thankful for the brave men and women who are stepping up to serve and pray for their success as they fight fires and save lives, she said. The current fire activity in the United States remains near normal. That's the latest news of agriculture. I'm Brian Winnikins. Join Jesse Allen for the latest news and issues affecting rural America with AOA this afternoon from 3 till 4 on WRDN and online at realcountry1430.com.
Compeer Financial helped us get into our forever home. They helped me expand more than acreage.
And helped our dairy grow for the next generation.
At Compeer Financial, we see potential in every plan. Our unique perspective finds solutions to your challenges. And our specially trained financial team guides you every step of the way. Partner with us to make your goals possible. Compeer.com. Compeer Financial ACA is an equal opportunity lender and equal opportunity provider. And MLS number 619731, copyright 2019, all rights reserved.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
Showers and thunderstorms likely today with some heavy rain possible, a half inch to an inch or more in some spots. Our high right around 65 to 68 this afternoon. Tonight down to 51, tomorrow mostly sunny with a high of 75. Are you looking for a great place to live, stay, shop, and play? It's easy to get to Worthington, Minnesota. You should check out Worthington. Definitely worth a look. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 71.
Real Country. Real Country. 1430 AM, 107.3 FM.
Hello, Walt. Don't you miss her? Since she up and walked away, and I'll bet you dread to spend another lonely night with me. But lonely walls, I'll keep you company. Hello, Wendy. Aren't you lonely? Since our darling disappeared. Well, look here, is that a teardrop in the corner of your pain? Now don't you try to tell me that it's rain. She went away. Left us all alone the way she planned. Guess we'll have to learn